StormLakeRadio.com. Here we are on December 22nd. An opportunity right now to visit with a local who is now at the University of Tennessee helping the volleyball team, an assistant coach there, Jen Malcolm, Shaler native, 2004 graduate. You just told me a moment ago you turned 30 recently. Things are rolling for you. I mean, we'll have to go through some of the stops you've had, but fill us in first and foremost how your year at the University of Tennessee went this past fall.
It went pretty well. They'd been struggling the past 2 years, only winning 17 games. So we won 21. We went 21-12 this year. Went 7-11 in conference. They'd only won two conference games in the past 2 years. So we were very happy with our season. We had a few injuries towards the end, which kind of hindered us. Mm-hmm. After having a pretty good start to our season, we went 14-1 in preseason. Beat Arkansas and Alabama, who were both ranked at the time, had a pretty good run, so it was kind of disappointing, but we have a lot of good kids coming back. We have a SEC all-freshman middle that I get to work with that I think will be hopefully an All-American one day, so mm-hmm. I'm very excited to get with them in the springtime and get some more training done.
And you right now stopping by the studio, which is very gracious, because before long you're back on the road. You were telling me between now and like July, you are getting some frequent flyer miles. I mean, my goodness, tell us a little bit about your schedule now when it comes to recruiting.
So recruiting season starts back up in January for us and runs till probably July 1st. We get a break in May for a little bit. But I also recruit during the season as well. I go out a few times to practices. But during pretty much from January till April, I'm out about 3 to 4 weekends in a month. Going from everywhere. So I was just telling you, I'm going to Dallas, San Antonio, straight out to Arizona, and then to California, and that's just 1 week.
That's 1 week's time. I hope they're paying you well. Yes. My goodness. So Tennessee this past year, and let's back up now to, because just recently over the weekend, I believe it was, the national championship match was played in Omaha. Yep. They had a record crowd down there. Doesn't help or doesn't hurt that Nebraska happens to be there. But Nebraska and Texas, I mean, two teams that you are so familiar with because, of course, you spent 2 years playing volleyball at Iowa State. Big 12 conference right there. How does the SEC possibly stack up with other power conferences across the country?
Well, they're in the power one of the Power Five conferences, so I would say Big Ten and Pac-12 are normally the top two conferences, and then Big 12 is another one that's usually in third behind those two, and then ACC and SEC usually flip-flop back and forth between being the fourth and fifth top conference. I would say, you know, the top 4 to 5 in the SEC, ACC, Big 12 normally make it to the tournament and make a pretty good run at it. And then you have the Big Ten and Pac-12 that are normally in the finals or somewhere in the top four to top eight. So that's kind of where we sit. But hopefully we can kind of keep jumping up in the other conferences.
Keep progressing. I believe your head coach has been there for quite a while, your dad was telling me.
Yep, he's been there for 19 years.
Okay, so 19 years. And let me mention, Dad Rich, Mom Karen. I'm curious, as you were growing up with your little brother Marcus, if it was ever brought up who the better athlete was, Mom or Dad, back in their day. Did they ever discuss that or give each other a little hard time about, you know, rib each other a little bit, you know, who was the better athlete?
They do all the time because you always hear the story about how they met, and Dad was always in the papers playing at BV. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Mom was a star athlete herself, being four-letter
in every sport,
in
whatever
every
it was.
Sport. You know, Dad was just basketball. Mm-hmm. So
Mom's the better all-around athlete.
Mom scored a little bit more points than Dad, but that was 6-on-6, so he always gives a hard time. But
and you got your volleyball ability from Mom then, let's just say. So you go from Shaler, Iowa, where you graduate in 2004, and from there, you make a huge jump to Syracuse University. What was that like? As you look back at it now, as a 30-year-old, look back from high school to college. I mean, big-time D1 college volleyball. How difficult was that for you at the time, or was it?
I was very, very homesick to begin with the first couple weeks of school because we had to go out early for preseason. So that was just a big adjustment being away and being in, you know, Syracuse is probably 250,000 people coming from a town of 600.
Right.
Big shell shock there. But I actually enjoyed Syracuse a lot. I had a lot of good friends out there. I still keep in touch with a lot of people. The school was fantastic. It was just not what I wanted in the volleyball world. So
okay.
decided to make a change after 2 years and come back home.
And how, I did a little research on you in your Iowa State days. I mean, you still hold a few records mm-hmm. at Iowa State. So obviously those 2 years had to be very special to you, and especially probably to family and friends to be that close to be able to watch you play.
Yeah, it was awesome to have, you know, everybody there. I know on my senior night, I think I had 60 to 70 people from around the area or my family down there, which was fantastic. I mean, you can't get that support anywhere else, or if I was at Syracuse or somewhere else. So mm-hmm. it was great to come back home, and I think mom and dad made it to every venue when I played, which Did was they? You know, they're always road tripping and having fun yeah. and doing whatever. So it was a great experience for them, too.
Yeah, awesome to have that support system mm-hmm. behind you. And from Iowa State, a year of grad school in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Yep. Arkansas State, where you helped coach.
Mm-hmm. I helped
so
coach.
Then from there, 4 years in Blacksburg, Virginia, at Virginia Tech
yep.
as an assistant. And mm-hmm. then you made the jump to Syracuse. So I had to ask you, and I want to ask you right now, I mean, what would the goal for Jen Malcolm be here in the near future? I mean, coming home in some facet as a head coach, or what do you have in mind?
I would love to come back and coach at Iowa State with the coaches that are still there that coached me, 7 years ago now since I've been out? But would love to go be head coach as well. I think that's a big ultimate dream of mine. But if it doesn't happen and I stay as an assistant at a great program that we keep winning and mm-hmm. we make it to tournaments, that's fine with me too. So there's a lot of what ifs. But head coach somewhere in Iowa State would be great, too.
Look, go back to your younger years now. Was there any one person that really, you know, turned the light on, the volleyball, assisted you, either teaching you the game, helping you along? Was there any one person that really guided you in your younger years of playing the sport?
I mean, I would say my high school coach, Marilyn Murrah. I mean, she was always there and was a fantastic coach for us. She was really hard on us, but it was very helpful. And you know, my mom never played volleyball because she graduated the year that Shayla Crescent got volleyball, so she never played it. So when you know we got it, and Marilyn kind of introduced us to mm-hmm. it back when I was in sixth grade.
Right,
we played on these little AAU teams, and I never started the club scene until I was a junior in high school and had to travel down to Omaha a lot. But you know, I was named AU Player of Iowa my eighth grade year, so that was like a big shock. So it was then I started to figure out, like, hey, I could possibly mm-hmm. do this, because you know me growing up, it was all basketball,
yes,
basketball, 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 basketball. So to try and make the switch
right.
was hard for mom and dad, because they knew basketball was a big part of our lives. But
not to interrupt, I'm sorry, have you taken any of Coach Murrah's teaching with you along the way?
Yeah, I think I have. I mean, she always said the biggest thing was, if I'm not on you, that means I don't care about you. So that's kind of my biggest thing with the kids that I coach. I'm like, if I'm not talking to you, that means I've given up on you. But, you know, she was that type of person that she was going to ride you because she knew that you could do it. So I've always carried that little piece of her with me for a long time.
And I would assume coaching, you have to have a feel for each individual's personality. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe how much you can go with each, you know, because
yes.
some kids might say, man, coach was yelling at me today. They want you to succeed. They know you have the ability.
Yes. It's so different. You have to kind of sit down, especially with a new, like with me coming in so late in June. Normally you come in like now in January, have a whole month or a year to work with your kids before you get on the court
right.
with them. But this year
it wasn't the case with you,
no.
was it?
So trying to learn their personalities and trying to see who they are and spend a little extra time here and there. Okay, what can I do to push you? What can I say to you? How do you react to things was a big thing. And I think as a coach, you have to adjust. And it's not the same for every person. It's,
yeah.
okay, I can push Susie mm-hmm, here and I
right.
can do that. And I, can,
yep.
I can't do that. So.
Right. So you can't do it with the other one, but yeah.
Exactly.
Well, listen, it's been a joy to not only visit with you, but to see you again. The last time I saw you, I know you don't remember, but I do. It was at a BV basketball game. You came with your parents, and I happened to have a chance to see you right there. So the opportunities to come home, I mean, what's it like when you're in Blacksburg, New York, now Knoxville, and you come back to small-town Shaler, Iowa? What's that like?
It's pretty cool to always come back. I mean, see everybody that you haven't seen in a while, and they're always like, well, what are you doing now? And mm-hmm. you kind of tell your story, and they're like, wow, how
right.
did you make it all the way there. You know, I do miss home. I miss seeing everybody and seeing my family. And I have a little niece and a little nephew now, so it's always good to come back and spend a few days when I have some time.
Sure, you just did that, didn't you, with Marcus's and his wife and kids?
Yep, I spent a whole week down there. So
nice.
A few days with them.
So did you happen to come back? Was there a 5-year, 10-year class reunion?
Unfortunately, everything happens in the summer, and with camps and recruiting,
impossible.
I haven't been to a popcorn day since
2007,
maybe. Oh, okay, so I was a little bit older, but
that's a tradition. Well, someday that will happen soon, and I am so happy you stopped by here at the studio. So it's an opportunity for us to maybe share this with our listeners via our website. And again, would there be any advice for any youngster, whether it be starting out in sixth grade or younger, or a high school player? What advice might you give them when it comes to the sport?
I think you just got to stick with it. You know, coming from where I'm at, we didn't have a lot of stuff around here, so it might take the opportunity to go somewhere else and travel a little bit to make your dream come true. And I thank my parents for that every day. I know it was kind of hard to fit the bill to go to Omaha all the time and do the club stuff, but it's well worth getting your education paid for and having all the opportunities that I've been granted right now, and I'm very blessed. So just stick with it. I mean, you have your dreams and you have your goals, and it's like anything in life. If you want to go be a movie star or anything like that, you just got to find a way to make it happen.
Yep. Well, if you make your way back here in the area, I be sure Mom and Dad let me know, and we will get things rolling here as far as all of us coming down and seeing you coach at some point in time. So with that said, Jen Malcolm, thanks so much. Great to visit.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.
And there's your interview here. Today is December 22nd, and our comments and conversation with current Tennessee assistant volleyball coach Jen Malcolm at stormlakeradio.com.